All right, Charlie. Miles. What's going on, bud?
Hey, pal. I'm just happy to be here with you, with my buddy.
On this Bellied Up podcast presented by Fleet Farm.
Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Yeah. Just
I wanted to, for once, do the first part.
Okay, let's do it again. Hey, Miles.
Hey, Charlie.
Nice to see you, man.
It's nice to see you on this podcast, the Bellied Up podcast,
so nice to be
presented
here with you.
By Fleet Farm.
Yeah.
Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Yeah, you're right. It's better the other way.
Fleet Farm.
We love it. We just got it
we
down.
Love
we got to know our role, you know? Yeah. But Charlie, right now, I'm living the good life.
You're in Hawaii right now.
I am, yeah. I wish you'd quit telling people where my location's at.
Which island are you on?
I actually don't know.
You don't know?
Anne spent a semester there, so she's all horned up about going there. She loves the whole thing, and I'm just kind of along for the ride.
Okay. Well, while you're in Hawaii now, I want to tell you a couple things you should be doing.
Okay.
You should be snorkeling.
No,
every day.
No.
Yeah. You know what's great about Hawaii, though, is when you're snorkeling, you're more buoyant there, I've found, than other places. You just float better in Hawaii. You do, because I think that the salt, maybe it's just salt water. I'm not used to swimming in salt water, but you float better in salt water. Do you guys know that? You guys knew that?
That's why they have the salt float, like,
sure,
little pods that you actually float.
I've done that. That's fun. Have you ever done that?
No.
It's good for your back.
Yeah, I was told that they can't pour enough salt in it to make me float. So.
That's not true, Miles.
They're like, yeah, we had to start using the salt that we pour on the roads because we ran out. He's still not floating. Bring in more salt.
No, you'll float. And actually, that's really good. And so is snorkeling. It's good about taking tension off your back. And I know you got those back issues.
I don't have that many back issues.
Oh, what are you always groaning about?
Besides carrying this podcast, I can say that, though. I'm on my honeymoon. I have no worries.
I got no
worries in the world right now.
That's nice. So what are you guys doing for fun over there in Hawaii?
Well, we got to make the marriage legit.
Oh, yeah?
And, I mean, we're going to make sure it's legit. We're going to make sure that...
Doing it and doing it and doing it again.
And how we do that is by just sitting on the beach.
Okay. I thought you were talking about something else. I was going to write you guys a song. A sexy time song.
I really don't want you to write a sexy time song for me and Ann.
Hey, Miles.
You know, there's nothing sexier than a thick Midwestern accent, you know? Midwest accent is like the accent of love, I've heard, you know.
Screw
the French language and the French accent. It's all about the Midwest.
Hey there, Miles.
Oh, yeah.
Hey there, Ian. How you guys feeling?
Why don't you come on over here?
Getting all razzy-dazzied for each other.
Are you going to take your clothes off or no?
Miles, you know, you're kind of flopping like a walleye. You know? We want to get you looking like a pier, you know what I mean? Okay. Yeah. Not one of them rotted out piers, you know. I'm talking one of them new ones. Like a telephone pole, you know?
Yeah.
One of the ones they don't take out in the winter. That's sturdy.
Like a fishing pole, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, they got a lot of give to them. We don't want a lot of give to that. Yeah. You know?
Well, more so worried about the lengthwise. I'm kind of an ice fisherman, you know? So,
for comparison. Miles. You and your pole jokes. Jeez Louise.
So, yeah, I'm soaking in the sun and, you know, I'm now a dead man walking for life. I've secured the ball and chain forever. They welded that thing on. There's no key. There's just forever.
You know, do you think Ann calls you her ball and chain?
I don't know what she calls me, but I'm sure it's not anything good.
Yeah. Her concrete shoe.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, thorn in her side is oftentimes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So
are you gonna do any
Well, you went to my wedding, Charlie. How was it?
Oh, your wedding was phenomenal. It really was.
Do you remember the food was great?
Yeah. Yeah. I had the I ordered the steak, but I got the veggies. So.
Well, we took the creative liberty to get you what I think you'd want instead.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, I appreciate
the RSVP thing is kind of a formality. I went through and made sure I changed everyone's what I think they would want.
Well, so. That's good. That's fair enough. I like that.
What'd you think of getting the bill at the end of the dinner?
That was unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that I got you a
classy
gift,
move.
Which would, I thought I got you a gift, which would kind of offset my cost of being at the wedding. But yeah, no, that was very.
No, you got me both. It was awesome. You paid for your own dinner and you got me a gift.
Yeah, that was a little ridiculous. But you know what? I'm happy to do it because you're my buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we just better make a lot of money off this podcast.
Yeah. So, guys, thanks for listening.
Can you buy some Ditch Chickens hats? Road Hunt for Ditch Chickens. By the way, did you guys know we sell those? The Road Hunt for Ditch Chickens hats?
Yeah, we got to pay for this honeymoon somehow.
Yeah. No, well, no, we're paying for me because I paid for your wedding.
Well, you're paying half. We're in a marriage as well.
Yeah, boy.
Your money is my money now. That was the contract you signed. You didn't look at it, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, me
That's
either.
Why you should always look at the contracts. Jeepers cripes.
Yeah, I wish I would have looked at this marriage contract. Apparently, it's for life.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
Who's negotiating this, you know?
I don't know.
Should be a 5-year contract with an optional extension for life. You know, I think we'd have a lot less divorces.
Oh, you had to bring that up, didn't you? Jeez.
No, and I'm joking. It's a contract for life.
I don't know. Well, I hope you enjoyed my gift.
I did. I loved it.
Yeah.
And it was shocking.
Uh-huh.
But yet very cute of you.
You know, pink taser. What did you expect? You know? So anyways, well, should we take some callers?
I think we should take some callers, and I'm going to keep catching some rays.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, Ray, you know, catching rays. You know, manta rays or fellas named
Stingrays.
Ray. Yeah, yeah.
Too soon.
Hello.
Who do we got on the line?
This is Michelle from North Carolina.
Hey, Michelle from North Carolina. How you doing today?
I am in quarantine for COVID number 2.
Oh, no. Can you taste anything? Or?
You know, I'm good this time. The last time I lost my taste and smell for almost 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I came back.
How'd you get it back? How'd you get it back?
You know what? I think science, you got stem cells in there and they just have to completely regrow. It's a wild thing.
That's wild.
Is that actually what happens? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. What was the first thing
it just sort of napalms your entire olfactory system. It's a weird virus, that's for sure.
Bizarre.
It's an occupational hazard for me. I'm a flight attendant.
I was going to peg you as maybe like a professor of some sort. You sounded very articulate, and I would believe you if you were a professor. So,
no, I work on a private jet, so now I'm
a little professor
with the lifestyles of the rich and shameless. It's not a fun job, but it's a living.
Okay.
Wow.
Jeez.
What was the first thing you tasted when you got your taste back?
I think it was probably dark chocolate. That was the first thing. I couldn't taste that forever.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Well,
so were you a commercial flight attendant at any point?
No, I wasn't. Never had the pleasure. I went straight to the top. No pun intended, but I was a wedding caterer for many years. And if you want to do private flights, you got to cook a lot of food. I'm the chef. I'm the cleaner, the cooker, the babysitter, the dog sitter, the whole thing.
Oh my
gosh. You are the jack of all trades, it sounds like.
I used to work construction too, so I can do that.
Holy smokes. What was your job in construction?
I have a degree in historic building restoration.
Nice.
So I worked on a lot of historic projects, bridges, government buildings, house museums.
What's your favorite construction one-liner?
I would say it's going to have to be something regarding not getting it right the first time on measurements. I'm sure there's a couple phrases there.
Yeah.
Not the measure twice, cut once, but it's there's funnier ones out there. When you work on a construction crew, you hear all kinds of
stuff. Not a lot of them are appropriate for a podcast, you know?
Nope, they're not. They're not.
Well, why don't belly on up to the...
One more question. Who's more inappropriate, the people on the private jets or construction workers?
I would say private jets, hands down.
All right.
Hands
What's
down.
The weirdest thing you saw on one of these private jets?
That you could tell us about. I don't know if you signed the NDAs or anything.
I have so many non-disclosure agreements, but I'll tell you a good story.
Yes.
So, I'm not embarrassed by anything. As far as I'm concerned, they can do whatever they want back there as long as it's not illegal and not going to get me in trouble with the police. But we picked up some professional ball players.
Okay.
And they have some ladies of the evening with them.
Oh, boy.
You know, good time gals.
Yeah.
And I had a new pilot, a young pilot. And it's an open cockpit situation. I've got a little door where my galley is that I shut, but they can come up there anytime. It's not like the airline.
Yep.
So they're having a good time, and the girls ended up with their tops off. Everybody's having fun. And one of the girls wants to come up and say hello to the pilots and ask if they could. And I said, abso-freaking-lutely. Get on up here. she runs up to the cockpit. And just sticks her whole body in there and says, hey, how are you guys doing? And this young pilot turned beet red and looks at, he was like jaw on the floor. She was beautiful too, so it didn't hurt, you know?
Yeah, so the plane started turning and his hands weren't on the steering wheel is what you're saying?
No comment. But we all had a really good laugh. It was super funny. But they were super nice and you know, no, they're just having a good time back there. I got nothing to say about that.
Okay. So what you're telling me is that
we are in the wrong profession, Barons.
Whoa. Hang on. Flying above us at any given time, there are these private jets with some of which have gals of the evening, as you said here, that are up there distracting the pilots with their whatnots. I mean,
hey,
I'm concerned just sitting here right now. Jeez Louise.
Well, planes basically fly themselves these days. All they got to do is take off and land.
They do.
Okay.
100%. They fly in the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes. Everything else, they're usually just
food. All right. Let's just keep the cockpit clear from now on.
I think you just unlocked.
And I don't mean it like that, for God's sake.
So that's why they call it a cockpit.
Oh, that makes total sense. I knew you were going there, Miles.
So I think you just unlocked a new goal for Charlie Barons in his lifetime. He needs to make enough money to be able to charter one of these flights.
You know, I am not in private jet territory, okay? I'm not quite there yet. Oh.
Hey, I fly some of Milwaukee's most prominent citizens. I go there all the time
Do you really? You fly some of the Milwaukee's most up to which citizens? You can't say.
I absolutely cannot say.
you cannot say, Charlie.
I lose my job.
Are you a Packers fan?
I did bring some Vikings people into the Vikings Packers game. And I was glad I was not doing their return flight because it doesn't sound like they had a great time.
That's a real bummer right there. You know, I'm sitting next to AJ Dillon right now. Should I tell him says hi?
Tell him I said hi. Hey, I dated a Wisconsinite. My last boyfriend. That's how I ended up with you guys.
Oh no,
I got
kidding!
You guys in the breakup because you're hilarious. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm a Southern person, and I don't know You guys have talked a lot of shit about some southern ladies, but I think we are just too much.
Here we go. All right, now we're getting into it. Okay.
We have not talked any.
No. Yes, correct.
Oh, come on now.
If anything, the southern women come on this podcast and they talk crap about us Midwestern men is what I think has happened. I think that they said we were shy and, you know.
That was it. That was it, because we had a southern gal come on and say that we were not assertive enough at the bars. She said that the southern men come up and they're like, hey there, why don't we go on a date or something? You know, where the southern guys are like, well, you know, do you need a beer or no? Is someone else get one for you? I'd love to get you one, you know? So, no, people were talking crap about Midwest guys.
Hey, I was really calling for recommendations on binoculars. That's the main reason. Since I'm quarantined at home, I don't know what it is about middle age, but I'm into birds.
Okay.
I live in the woods.
I'm so glad.
And, that was the main. Now we can go back into relationship talk, but I don't know. That's not quite as fun.
All right. Well, how much you want to spend on binoculars?
Well, hey, I'm a single income household, plenty of disposable money. So let's go good. Let's go last pair.
Oh, okay.
Maybe,
all right.
Know,
I've been looking at these.
My dad's old ones. Oh. You know, they're not great.
She has an unlimited budget is what she's saying.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah. So these are the ones that if I ever make it big, these are what I'm getting. The Swarovski. I think I don't even know how you say it, but
how are you gonna afford that private jet if you're buying $3,000 binoculars?
Dude, I will buy these binoculars before if I get this.
Okay,
kind
well
of money.
maybe not 3,000. I bought a tractor this year for 6,000, so I don't think I can like spend $3,000 on binoculars.
Well, I like
how about the
Swarovski. Okay, get the smaller Swarovski ones. Let me find the model number for you. Swarovski. Oh God, I can't. These are all the monster ones. I put in best binoculars. If you Google Swarovski, hang on, I'll just do it. Jeez Louise. Okay.
What do you use your binoculars mainly for?
She's
a bird watching.
She's liking bird watching.
Okay.
Yeah. I live in the mountains. I live in the woods here, and I hike every day with my dog. I have 20 acres, and we get a lot of cool birds down here. I saw my first scarlet tanager this year.
Oh, you did? Aren't those? Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, God.
The scarlet tanager.
I'm about to feel like
one?
How most people feel when a bunch of nerds start talking about Dungeons and Dragons. That's kind of how I feel when Charlie starts talking birds.
Back off, Miles. I'm telling you.
You see, you're used to seeing the red of a cardinal, but when you see the red on a scarlet tanager, oh my gosh, you haven't seen a red like that.
I did a double take. Yeah, I wasn't sure. And I'll tell you what, this last thing set the birding world on fire here. A friend of mine had a painted bunting show up in her yard.
Oh.
And it looks like a lotted color bird, and they don't even like live around here. People came bringing gifts, like bird seed, as like a almost like an altar. It made the news and everything.
As so an offering,
cool.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Send me your address after this. I'll be down. What? I just want to sit in her backyard. That's it.
No,
okay.
You should have said is. Oh,
look at that.
God.
Look at that painted bunting. Holy smoke.
You saw one of those?
That is a pretty bird. See, now Miles is into it.
It was nearby in my friend's yard.
Well,
it was
if bird watching
on fire here.
If I saw a painted bunting every single time I bird watch, I think I'd like to do it. But mostly where I'm at, we got robins, and that's about it. So,
Here's the binocs you want to get. Get the Vortex Razor.
Let's get it.
Vortex Razor HD binocs.
Those look like a good set of binocs.
It's a nice set of binocs. You'll like them.
Those are some nice knocks.
Yeah. They're nice knocks.
Nice set of knockers. Those ones.
We don't call them knockers.
Like those ladies on the plane is a nice set of knockers.
There we go.
Oh my gosh. Full circle.
I know why she has the job that she has. She's very charismatic.
She's super charismatic.
I would love for you to be my flight attendant. You get the whole, you know, when they get the, I know this is a commercial thing, but they get the, the telephone when they tell everyone to buckle their seatbelt and all that other stuff. I bet you would be electric on that. You would be cracking jokes and all that.
Hey, I have to do the safety briefs just like the airlines do, but we get them done in about 30 seconds. And yet it's a quick little conversation. Hey, if I'm ever in Milwaukee and you guys want to come see a really nice private jet, I'll have to give you guys a holler.
Check it out. Love how we just get to look at it. We don't get to ride in it.
We get to look at it through her new binoculars.
Yeah, from outside the fence. Of the. She's like, all right, you're going to pull up.
$80 million plane. It's
holy
a pretty nice one.
Smokes. It's a lot of dough.
Let's take her up on that. Go take photos on it and be like, oops-a-daisy, accidentally had to take a private jet tonight. Post it on post it online like all the fake influencers do. Yeah. They go on the fake private jet things.
Oh, I heard they do that.
We should start doing that.
See, yeah. I think I'd if I were to do that, I'd go into a nice like RV or something. Yeah. You know, honestly.
About the equivalent.
There you go.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Could be a reoccurring segment. You know, we've asked a lot of people at where you at, what you hauling.
Yeah.
This applies to her too in the air. Yeah. It's not just a trucker thing.
Yeah. She's hauling several gals, you know.
Reoccurring flight attendant segment. Where you at, what you hauling? Different, but the same.
Oh, my God. You guys would not be able to keep up. I go all over the world.
Well, it's just at the moment, where you at, what you hauling, you know?
Sure. I'll call it back in. No worries. My phone's on the plane, and it goes up to 47,000 feet. So it'd be
what you hauling. Last question for you.
Yeah.
The people want to know. Is it bullshit that we all have to turn our phones on airplane mode on the plane?
And why is the answer yes?
Total bullshit.
I knew it. Seriously. Why did they make us do that?
Can I tell you the reason why they do that though?
Yes.
It's more of a safety issue. So if something's gonna go wrong on a plane, it's gonna probably happen during takeoff. Okay. So if everybody is, now it doesn't really matter because there's monitors and all that stuff. Everybody's watching something anyways. But if everybody is plugged into their cell phones during takeoff and something happens, you know, the more people that are paying attention, the better. So if you don't have your phone and it's in airplane mode, that's more of where it goes from. But trust me, if your cell phone did anything to impact the flying of the plane, you wouldn't be allowed to have one on the plane.
Yeah, seriously.
Because we know everybody leaves it on. You know, everybody does.
100%.
So, you know.
There we go.
Yeah.
We heard it here first. Our resident bellied up podcast flight attendant.
We're kind of like an investigative journalism podcast.
We are now.
Yeah. We got that info out there. Well, all right. This is really great. Next time you're in Milwaukee, let us know. I'll come work a shift on the, on the plane.
No,
I'll say hi to your...
We'll work our way. We don't get to just relax on it.
No,
we'll actually be
do the dishes.
What's the flight attendant equivalent to a sous chef?
I don't know. That would be me.
Assistant to the flight attendant. I tell you what, I got American thighs. Those things are going to look pretty good in a skirt. Yeah.
Let's do it. That'd be great. Well, thanks so much for taking my call. I can't believe I got through. You guys have a great afternoon.
Thanks for making me imagine miles in a skirt. Yeah.
All right, guys. We also got AJ on this podcast as well. So he missed the first call, but he's here for the second, third. So here we go. Hello. Who do we got on the line?
Hello. My name is Nathaniel.
Hey, Nathaniel.
Yes.
Where are you calling in from, Nathaniel?
Green Bay.
Hey. Oh, Green Bay.
Okay. Well, you're in luck because we got Charlie Barron's here, Miles here, and AJ Dillon from the Green Bay Packers. So belly up to the bar with us. Tell us what's on your mind.
I was just wondering, who's the hardest player to run through at practice?
The hardest player to run through at practice.
Okay.
Who gives you the most trouble?
Who gives me the most trouble? I'd probably go with Chris Barnes, number 51. He plays linebacker for us. He he's a really smart player, so he's always in there. He's never, he don't really make too many mistakes, especially going up against us. So during camp, hey, going up against that guy.
That's awesome. And one more question. Do you hoop at all?
I can hoop. I can give you some buckets now. Do you play basketball? Are you challenging me to one-on-one right now? Is that what this is?
I'm so down. That'd be insane. I would love that.
Do you tune into the Bellied Up podcast often?
I honestly don't, but I saw your story, so I was like, let me give it a shot, because I was just playing MW2, so I was thinking about you.
Oh, awesome. Well, I will say, make sure you listen in, and I'm here with Miles. I'm here with Charlie. You might not know him too well, but if you were to put, maybe not money, but if you were a betting man, who do you think would win in a one-on-one basketball game? You got Miles at about, how tall are you, Miles?
I'm like 6'3".
Okay, so 6'1" on a good day.
So we got on my left-hand side, we got at 215 pounds, 6'1" on a good day, we got Miles, the betcha guy. And to my right, we got Charlie Barnes. What are your analytics?
6'1", 195 of rock hard muscle.
That's it. Just rock hard.
We got 6'1", 165, Charlie Barnes.
Charlie, we played horse together before.
We played horse, and I kicked his ass. No. I careened him all day.
The sky hook or what?
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think is going to win, Charlie or Miles?
I'd probably take the height, honestly. You got a better advantage, but yep. It all comes down to heart.
It all comes down to heart, is what he said.
And I don't think you know, but my middle name is actually Tenacity. So.
Oh, wow.
Except he pronounces it Tenacity.
No.
Bad joke, Charlie.
That was, oh, God.
It was actually not.
No,
it would have been a good joke.
I would definitely beat you.
I'd kick the shit out of you.
Did you even play basketball growing up?
Yeah, I was a center.
I'm not talking about the little tyke soup. I'm talking about a real hoop.
I played AAU.
Okay. Ooh.
Played the bench.
Yeah, who would win in a fight, though?
Oh, I'd kick his ass.
I don't know.
Have you seen that movie about that?
We don't talk about that.
There was this movie with some fighting. Have you ever seen that movie, Nathaniel? The movie about fighting?
Which one? Creed?
No.
Smart man.
Smart man. He knows.
He knows.
Well, he knows. We test him.
So where can I tune in to watch this podcast?
Oh, you know what's funny? Tune in. Okay, so first of all, I do have to mention we also have Will, AJ's brother-in-law, here on the deal, and they got their podcast. Tune in to Dylan. But if you want to tune into this podcast, it's Bellied Up. So it's the Bellied Up podcast. You just go anywhere you can get podcasts, and you just belly on up.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Well, thanks.
I got to go, but it was nice talking to you guys.
He's got to go.
He's like, I don't give two shits about this Charlie and Miles guy.
Hey, AJ.
AJ. He's got one more question.
Just mute our mics. Yeah. Just have his.
Nate, can I call you Nate?
It's actually Othaniel.
Oh, Othaniel.
So everybody calls me OC.
Okay.
Because I'm clutch.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Do you have anything to buy, sell, or trade? Buy, sell, or trade? Do you have anything to buy, sell, or trade?
Like what?
Do you have anything to buy, sell, or trade? Like, look to your left, look to your right. There's a lot of listeners on here in this podcast, and they love to buy, sell, and trade with the call-ins.
We love it.
Yeah. They love it.
I'm a big shoe guy.
A big shoe guy. Do you have anything to buy, sell, or trade?
What kind of sneakers you got on hand? What are you looking to sell, buy, or trade?
Shoot. I don't know, man. That's tough. I love all my shoes. I wear them all.
Do you like horseradish? Because I got some high-quality horseradish I'd be willing to trade for some new sneaks.
This stuff will pump your sneakers, my guy.
How about we play one-on-one and then loser?
He just honestly really wants to play basketball against you. Yeah.
I have no chance in football.
Yeah, well, it's all about heart.
Well,
remember,
AJ,
you said that.
You.
All right. Well, all thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Much love, guys. Take care.
All right, see be ya. Good.
So since we're bellied up, can't really fight at the bar. That's never good. But A good old fashioned arm wrestle.
How about a thumb wrestle?
Thumb wrestle? Oh, I'd like to see a thumb wrestle.
Thumb war.
One, two, three, four. I declare thumb war.
Snake, baby. Oh, no. No.
Let's go.
Tenacity.
I told you.
Dude, that's it. Miles. Your snake is so strong, bro. I don't even.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
That's not the first time you played with my snake, is it, Charlie?
No, that is the first time.
Remember Sheboygan 2019?
Oh yeah. It was a dark room. I wasn't aware.
Wouldn't that be funny if the guy was still on the line and never hung up?
Is that why you have that bite?
Little snake bite goes a long way.
So, that's what, well, did you see I diverted the sneak attack
I
you
saw
did
that.
Counter
you knew
with
it was
my
coming.
That was really good. This is not your first rodeo. Coming.
No, it was actually I was slow on my sneak attack, so it just looked it like a counter.
Sometimes you just got to out-slow him.
Nice change up.
Yeah, there you go.
The tortoise and the hairy.
Oh, God. Let's do another one.
Charlie.
Yeah, fella.
Did you know that this is also my birthday week? March 22nd. This comes out March 23rd. It was my birthday yesterday.
Happy belated birthday. Sorry I missed it.
No, you're good. You're good. Birthdays only come once a year. And personally, I don't think birthdays are anything that special. But the only present that I'm home for is a nice bottle of Tippy Cow.
Well, hey. Don't say I never got you nothing.
You got this for me?
I got that for
you. You got this for my birthday?
Yeah, it's almost empty.
That means
empty,
a lot.
But, you know.
This is way better than your wedding gift you gave me. So,
you know, I thought you'd like it, though.
And honestly, Tippy Cow just makes every birthday just a little bit more special.
Yes, it does. So tip back a little Tippy Cow. And
cheers to the old
cheers
birthday.
Cheers to you and cheers to me. And if we do disagree, then to hell with you
back.
And Tippy Cow to me.
Oh, God, that goes down easy on my day after my birthday.
Miles, you know, one of my favorite places to go and meditate. I told you I'm into meditation, didn't I?
You've mentioned it a couple times.
My favorite place to go meditate. Do you know where that is?
In one of the pop-ups in Fleet Farm.
How'd you know?
It's a quaint area.
Fleet Farm is the best place to go and meditate, and they've got so many different places you can just go and sit and listen to the sounds of the Fleet Farm birds and the people chattering.
And
hey.
And the Fleet Farm, like, loudspeaker.
Yeah.
Just gets me in the right state of mind.
Yeah, it interrupts kind of every now and again, you know. Sometimes I go into Fleet Farm and I just turn the record button on my phone and I just record the sounds for when I can't go to Fleet Farm to meditate.
That's actually a great move.
It's an incredible move, yeah.
We should put out a podcast episode that's just Fleet Farm meditation.
We should do that.
Fleet Farm hits us up. It's like, hey, guys. You got to stop telling people to come just sit in here. It's getting crowded. And they're buying stuff, but...
We have too many bird watchers and meditation people in this sucker.
Not enough people buying stuff.
Yeah, someone's doing a Midwest yoga class in the Fleet Farm.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea either, but every time I go there, I do always end up walking out with something. Burnt peanuts, if nothing else.
Oh.
Yeah, say that five times fast.
Burnt peanuts, burnt peanuts, burnt peanuts, burnt penis. Oh, God, you got me.
Oh, Miles, you get your head out of the gutter. Anyways, let's go to the Fleet Farm more often together, shall we, Miles?
Let's go meditate.
Let's do it.
I would like to play in one-on-one, Charlie.
Fighting or ball?
Basketball. I'm a Frenchman. I don't fight.
I mean, I'm not a good fighter. I just pretend to be for cable TV. You know what? I'd play you hoops. I'd hoop with you one-on-one.
Yeah.
AJ, are you good at hoop?
I'm all right.
AJ has
average.
A 41-inch vertical.
Yeah, I'm like a garbage player.
So you can dunk.
Yeah, I can dunk. Yeah. I can get rebounds.
You can dunk?
Yeah.
We should play boring dunking after a while, though, right? It's like, you know, I got to slam it down. My hand and wrist hurts from
swimming. You know, you've been up there a few times.
Yeah, and
then eventually it's like, how cool layups can I do becomes way more fun than dunking. So
I can do a reverse layup.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
I can't English, wait. I can't wait for this horse game.
A little English off of the glass.
I'm actually good at the underhand toss free throws. Oh, we got a caller.
Rick Barry.
Yeah, exactly. Hello and welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who in the heck are we talking to?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Michelle, how are we living?
I'm good. I just got off work.
Yeah, where do you work at?
Right now I'm just doing like Uber Eats and DoorDash.
Good on you.
I used to be an administrative assistant, but the COVID, you know, kind of screwed all that up.
Yeah. What city are you living in?
I'm in Chicago. The suburbs outside Chicago.
Okay.
I will say I appreciate everything you do. I'm an avid Uber Eats and DoorDash
okay,
user.
How much did you spend in the last week on DoorDash, you think?
We're probably not going to disclose that information, but I appreciate you, you know, for doing the good work for me being way too lazy.
I'll confess it. I did the math the other week because the employees I got, they were challenging me of how much money. It's like over $200 on DoorDash in my camp. Are you higher or lower?
I'm definitely. What is the time frame? In 1 week? I'm probably, probably lower. This week I'm lower.
Okay.
But nice. I always give a nice tip. I always
Do you hear
give,
that, Michelle?
Well, they won't even pick up your stuff if you don't give a tip.
Yeah.
AJ Dillon is giving good tips. So now I got to ask you, since you're in Chicago, are you a Bears fan or a Packers fan?
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's not even a question. Of course the Bears.
No.
No. Yes. Even though I love you, Charlie. Even though I love you, Michelle, but I still love you despite.
I don't think she knows that AJ plays.
Do you know
Packers?
AJ Dillon, who's with us here today, is the running back for the Green Bay Packers?
Oh, wow. That's very nice.
She's hanging up now. Yeah. She's like, all right, bye.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
All right,
you can't ever take me being a Bears fan.
No, look,
I'm actually a Grubhub guy myself.
he's a go pick it up at the store himself.
Michelle, what's cooking now? Belly on up to the bar with us.
I just had a question about relationships and things.
Okay, we are here. You got two married guys, one engaged guy, one guy who kind of missed.
Screwed
the pooch. So what do you got?
I'm a divorcee too, but all I got married young. I got married.
Oh, so you're afraid to say it? Then she says it. Now you're all on board, Charlie.
Team divorce, Michelle. What's cooking? Talk to me.
When I was 20, and I'm way old. I'm 46, 47 now, actually. So
good on you.
It was 100 years ago. Yeah.
Well, it was actually 27 years ago, but.
No, it wasn't.
It was a long time.
Oh, yeah, 27. Easy math. Okay, good deal. I forgot Miles.
Sorry, I was being a snot. Keep going.
Anyways, so I was just curious on guys and in their relationships. That, like, why guys stay in relationships when they're miserable and then they cheat, but yet they say they love the person that they're with, but they continue to cheat on them and they won't leave.
Oof.
Jeez. I'm out on this
heavy.
One. That's a heavy.
Boy, I'm out on this one.
Who ordered the steak? Holy smokes.
So,
I'm giving you the hard questions here.
Well, I think you already kind of answered your question. You said, why are they they're in a relationship that they're miserable in? I think that's number one why they end up cheating.
Correct.
And
I agree.
Yeah, I think we all would love to say, oh, well, just get out of the relationship if you're miserable or whatever. But sometimes not that easy. There's kids sometimes that are involved. There's, financial situations that make it tougher at times. So I think there's a multitude of things here. That we could unpack, but that's kind of my thought on it.
Yeah, there's generally also, just some people trying to see it through, you got to put that factor in, trying to see it through no matter what.
Yeah, I guess. But if they continue to cheat, How can they say they love the person they're with?
Yeah,
if they
that's pretty scummy, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think some people, I don't know, because there's probably a lot of different kinds of cheaters. I think some people are like Rex in Toy Story. They're like, I don't like confrontation. You know, and that, what's wrong, you guys? You never seen Toy Story?
No, listen, I'm catching. I'm on.
I'm just along for the ride. I want to know what the analogy is here.
And then I think that there's some guys that are honestly, you know, and look, it's a scummy thing to do anyway. You cut the deal, okay? Because you're really just lying right. to someone. But I think, you know, right. they're probably lying to themselves. You know.
Charlie, I think they're lying to themselves more than anyone.
I think so. And you know, you're getting into probably some like childhood shit. You know what I mean?
Maybe, right?
I mean, now, were you with the fella who stepped out on you?
No, I was the opposite.
Asking
Good. Are you stepping out?
No,
they're the one cheating with me.
Whoa! Curveball there.
We got ourselves a Jerry Springer episode.
I love how we were trying to
get the chairs.
I love how we were trying to be like, that is not acceptable at all. And she's like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm doing it.
I love it.
I'm doing it.
You're a savage, Michelle.
Wow.
Tell me, Michelle, is it the thrill that does it for you?
No, but I mean, I know I'm the situation, I'm wrong too, but yet it's the person has pursued me. Pursued me because they were so miserable and unhappy.
And
then I ended up falling for them and really care about them and care for them, you know, and they're telling me how miserable they are, you know, and it's not a marriage. It's not a marriage.
Okay. How old are they?
44.
44. All right. So, and does he have a wife and kids or
No.
You just said girlfriend. Not a marriage. Yeah. Just a girlfriend?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well
then
what
he can
what
get
you,
out of that at it, any moment.
But here's the thing. What are you trying to get out of this? Is it that you are truly in love and think he's going to leave her at some point? Is that why you called in?
Well, I was just curious. My question more so, and it's not just with him. I've run across this with other people, is that how they can say they're still in love with the person they're with when they're cheating, I guess, is more so. I mean, yeah, I have whatever is going on with me, but it's just, I just find that interesting. But yeah, I mean, there was a time where I thought he would leave her, but I don't know anymore now.
How long you been doing this for?
Well, let's hold on a sec here. So are you saying that you're starting to be not so happy in the relationship is what you're saying?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, you could just go start sleeping with another guy. Yeah. Just do what he's doing.
Start snoozing around.
Yeah, yeah. For me, but
now do you get why are you still in this relationship if you're miserable?
Right, true. Look at you throwing it back at me, Miles.
Yeah.
I'm the hardball guy here, you know?
Playing devil's advocate.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't flee. Hey. Every time you point the finger, there's three more coming right back at you, you know?
I know. I always say that, too. So
well,
it's very true.
So that's the question is, if you're miserable in this relationship because the other guy's miserable in his other relationship and he won't leave her and you won't leave him, where does that leave you?
Not in anywhere good place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he with her
Wasting
tonight?
Wasting my time.
Is he with her tonight?
Huh?
Is he with her tonight?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's some a gun. Well, now.
Some of a gun.
Yeah. Well, what do you like about him?
He is a good guy with a really good heart. And I usually date jerks. Like, that's usually my. Well, I always like the, you know, the assholes.
I got something to tell you here. I don't know if you're ready to hear it. This guy's an asshole. You know?
I know. Right. So maybe my MO hasn't changed.
Well, he's an asshole pretending to not be an asshole. But I mean, at least he's honest with you about the fact that he's got a girlfriend, I suppose. We got to look
tell
for
you
the
what. Oh, yeah, you can take a shower and put cologne and stuff on, but your asshole still stinks at the end of the day, you know?
Right. Very true.
Yeah.
He tells me, well, I'm honest with you. Like, oh, wow. Well, thanks.
Yeah, but then if you're in a relationship with him, will you ever believe that he's not stepping out on you?
That's true. I mean, do I ever truly believe that? Like, would I ever trust him if it was ever, you know, if he did truly come and be with me? That'd be kind of hard, right?
Yeah. So talk.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Would you want a relationship with him, though?
I do.
Why?
Because I'm in love with him.
Oh.
Hold on. Are you in love with him? Or are you in love with the idea of what you could be with him?
No, I am in love with him. Because I know I've only been in love 3 times in my life at 47 years old. So, like, I put a lot of weight on saying that.
Wow.
And I've dated and I've been around, you know, but like I don't just fall for people.
So you love him and you accept him for who he is. You're kind of miserable right now. I feel like you're asking us the same question. How can somebody say they love somebody if they're in a miserable situation?
You just answered our question.
Only you know.
But I'm not cheating on him though.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I think also the question was, is why not just leave someone if you're miserable, is what you had originally asked as well.
Yeah.
Because of love.
Yeah, if you're not happy.
Because of
love. Right.
You know, in a way he's cheating on you.
Yeah.
True.
He's already cheating. So,
yeah, he might be not cheating on you, but he's, he's cheating your time a little bit.
And your emotions.
Yeah.
For sure.
How long you been doing
this? I agree with that.
How long?
It's been going on like 2 years.
No, I'll say this. I'll say
not
this.
Leaving.
This is what love does.
I'm not fucking leaving.
This is. Oh man! You know, if you could take love and put it in a bottle and sell it as a drug, it would be a Schedule One narcotic. It's the dumbest thing out there. You know, it makes you do the weirdest things. Love does.
It's lying to you too, right?
Oh my! You are just under the influence of this insane dopamine toxin. You know.
Yeah.
So
is he a businessman?
No, he's a carpenter.
Okay. Does he ever have any out of town jobs?
Not really.
Okay, that's good. That's we need to know.
What are you
that.
Saying about guys with out of town jobs? I'm a touring comedian.
Who's divorced?
I'm not divorced because I cheated, Miles.
I know.
I got a question on this one.
Yeah, so, Will, you got a question.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So if he's not going to be confrontational, why don't you?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you? Have you confronted him yet?
About leaving her and being with me?
Or just about the overall status of the relationship that you have and what he's got going on?
Have at one point, and it was an argument, and then I kind of just let it go.
So is the sex really that good with this guy, or what's going on?
He's a carpenter. He knows how to work the wood.
She likes the can.
He does.
He
lays the can.
He really knows how to nail it, you know?
He's really good with his hands.
Who's the hammer?
He's good with his hands. Who's the hammer?
Well, just to let you know, they make some stuff now, like some toys that can also get the job done, too, just so you know.
Right. Oh yeah,
he doesn't
have heavy machinery.
They got pneumatic chisels these days. Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think they got the hammer that's not the one you're thinking of now, that you don't need a guy to operate, you know.
They call it a rabbit.
For sure.
You can buy some at youbetcha.com.
No, you can't. Someday you can.
Oh my God! Is that on
time
there?
Out! Time
oh,
out!
Oh yeah!
Time out! Is that? Is there a market for that? You think?
You have the logo on them.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
He's actually got his face right in the front.
Yeah. And then if you press one button, it's me going, "Oh yeah, you betcha, baby.
We love it."
Another goes, then, "Oh my God, that's cold."
Yeah. So.
$1 million idea, Miles.
I know. I can just find any markets and go after them, you know?
I get a royalty on the one that says keep her moving. Oh, geez. Well, listen, I'll tell you this much.
As great as this fella is, there's plenty of carpenters in the sea. You know, they're drowning and dead, but they're out there. You know, you guys get that because a carpenter. Yeah, yeah. Funny. That was good. Okay. Yeah, so sorry that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, a good option. Have them make you a boat so you can paddle away and find another fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Which may be a good option.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's...
I get it. I'll listen to you guys.
2 years. You've been doing it enough. And I got to tell you, nobody changes, okay? They say they do. They don't. They're not changing.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I don't push it, because I want him to choose me. I'm not, and I don't believe in ultimatums either.
Well,
I want him to make that choice.
He already chose. Yeah, he already chose.
2 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Right.
But
I agree.
I want to tell you though. Yeah, I got sympathy. I've been there. You know, I've had some that really like him a lot, and you just it just don't go your way, and you just got to rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Well, thank you, Simon. Yeah, I appreciate you guys caring. You're very, very good guys to actually even care.
Does that mean that we're not good guys? Because she said the other guy is a good guy, and then we determined not. I don't know if we can take her judgment on this.
Can we be a great guy? Can we be great guys? Yeah.
No, I love you guys. And I love Ryan and Tyler. I listen to all you guys. You guys are great.
Oh, that's super sweet of you.
You crack me up. I'm a big fan of you guys.
Well, and the Packers.
Yes.
Yeah, the Packers as well.
Oh, I don't know if I can say that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you can say. Give me one little go pack go. Just we won't tell anybody.
Well, I mean, hey, you guys did better than us this year.
Yeah, just one little go pack go. We won't tell anybody. You know, we keep secrets. we got it. We got you covered.
I'm curious though. Is this guy a Bears fan?
Of course.
Yeah, well, sounds like a Bears fan.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but it's time to go. It's time to go.
Date a Packers fan.
It should be at the top of the application list.
Yeah. Yeah, you date a Packers fan, it'll be a whole new
world. Well, maybe. Maybe I need to head out to Wisconsin.
Do it.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for calling in. This was the last call in this episode. It was... quite the call, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, we do.
Sorry, I threw you the curveball like I did.
No,
we like the juicy.
We swung and missed the start, but then the second time you threw, we hit it out of the park, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys gave me good advice. I really do like your Midwest advice. It was good.
Well, thank you.
I'm really going to consider it.
All right, do that.
She's going to consider it.
This is on page 1. This is on page 169 in the Midwest Survival Guide.
Yeah, call us back in another 2 years, and we'll really tell you how to get out of this.
Yeah, I'll give you an update.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, guys. Say hi to your folks.
All right, yours too now. Watch for deer.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
What a great turn. She sounded like she was being cheated on and that, and it just flip-flopped on its head.
Turned into... She was the one getting all willy-nilly with the willy-billy.
The carpenter. Hanky, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
That story just grew and grew.
It did. Yeah, man. It's like that.
That threw me for a loop right there.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, see, this whole podcasting with callers calling in isn't so easy all the time, is it, AJ?
We didn't ask her what she was going to buy, sell, or trade, though. it would have been really interesting to know what she had to say.
I like how you ask everybody that. Hey, look around. You got something.
Well, we know what his favorite part of the podcast is.
I love it.
Fleet Farm.
We love it. Yeah. God, he's better than me at it.
He really is.
What can he do?
What can't he do? He can dunk.
He can hit the hole.
He can hit the hole.
And he can sing.
And he can sing.
AJ, Will, this has been so much fun, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming on. And,
Yeah,
well, come on, do it again.
Yeah, we'll have to have a beer here after the episode, but thanks for coming on, you guys. This is awesome. And remind the folks where they can get your podcast one more time.
You can get it on any streaming platform, Spotify, YouTube, everything else.
Just look it up. Tune in to Dylan.
Tune in to Dylan.
We have a website even.
And we have a website. TuneInToDylan.com.
TuneInToDylan.com.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode. And as always, remember to tip your bartender. See you in the next one. Love you guys.